Ben Foran comments for Dilmah Tea, making the world a better tea. It's not just the taste that makes it better. They give 15% of profits to humanity and elephants.
Well, we like to get results here, and I want to assure people we will get a result for the taxi industry. What it looks like exactly, I've got no idea. But the New South Wales government is racing from one disaster to another, and they've got another one under the desk at the moment that is waiting to blow up. It involves the owners of taxi licences who've now been waiting for compensation for 7 long years. And there's a point we need to make straight up. There's no denying that these people are owed some kind of compensation. The value of their taxi plates have been wiped out. Up until 2015, these plates could be purchased for up to $400,000. But the emergence of ride-sharing companies changed the game, and successive premiers have been saying, hang in there, we're working on a compensation package. And this goes all the way back to when Mike Baird was the Premier of New South Wales. 7 years later, they're still waiting for details, and the buck passing is going on in New South Wales Parliament. I'll get to that in just a moment, but we want to highlight some of the stories that have come through to us. And tragically, some people have died while waiting. Douglas writes, my wife and I have 2 plates. The last one cost over $400,000. At one stage, the plates were generating income of $5,000 per month. Today, we receive from these 2 plates a monthly income of $60. I'm 78 years of age. I'm now on the pension thanks to the disgraceful actions of the New South Wales government. So that one from Douglas, it's one of dozens of messages we've received. And for many people, these plates were their retirement fund or something to pass on to their children. Libby says, my husband passed away 5 years ago. He left 2 taxi plates in my name, which were giving me a monthly income of $3,700. I now get about $80 a month. I had to remortgage our family home to the tune of $300,000. I've been desperately waiting for compensation and I can no longer work. And keep in mind, these plates were purchased from government. They were bought at a time when Uber didn't exist, and then the government regulated the ride-sharing services, which is fair enough because passengers were moving away from taxis and towards Uber. But when you decide to regulate a competitor, you've got a duty to the business who were led to believe that they had some kind of protection. You can't just take the money and run. Morshed says, I bought a taxi plate for $430,000. That was 2010. I had to borrow half the money from the bank. The plan was to sell this plate when I retired and give the money to my children. Right now, I'm barely meeting my repayments with the bank loan. I'm working 14 hours a day. I often take home $80 in fares. I have nowhere else to go. You are our last chance. Vince says, thank you for supporting the industry. I have 3 plates. I'm paying off a loan of $1 million. I'm making repayments on a product that is worthless. I'm about to reach 60. I'm not sure how I can survive. I am crying while I'm writing this. There are 5,000 families in New South Wales in the same boat, and the state government has forgotten about them. We've invited the Treasurer, Matt Keane, on air, but his office says this is an issue for the Transport Minister. I'm not sure why the question is going to the Treasurer. Is the Transport Minister still overseas? And that last comment tells you all you need to know. Matt Keane, or Matt Keane's office, is more interested in whacking a colleague for going on an overseas trip than sorting out a problem that's been around now for 7 years. Matt Keane, this is your issue. David Elliott proposed a compensation package of $200,000 per taxi plate. You knocked it back. And as Treasurer, you're in charge of the purse strings. So if $200,000 is too much, how much are you offering these people? And Matt, if you think the problem's just going to go away, you're kidding yourself. If you're in the taxi industry and you're impacted by this, please send us an email, ben@2gb.com, because we want to keep the pressure up. And we will be talking to someone in government, whether it's David Elliott or Matt Keane or Dominic Perrottet. This issue will not be going away. Now, some people are saying, what about taxis and how are they any different to other business models that have evolved? For example, when Netflix came along and replaced video stores like Blockbuster, Well, the video stores didn't get compensation. Well, the main difference is the taxi plates were sold by the government. So their first point of sale was the state government. And then when ride sharing came along, the value of the plates became worthless. I've even got an example here that someone just sent me where their family purchased a plate just 6 months before Uber came along. They purchased a plate for $430,000 and 6 months later Uber arrived. Now, I know a number of people are saying, well, they should never have allowed Uber in. Well, you're never going to hold back Uber. It's like saying, I'll stop the waves or I'll stop the wind. But you can't sell something to someone and then bail on them 6 months later. Robert has phoned in. Good morning to you, Robert.
Morning, Ben.
What's your story?
Mate, my story is this. In the taxi industry for nearly 25 years, lots of hard work, 7 days a week, bought plates from the government, bought plates from other people, and, yeah, just take our livelihoods away. I think it's just a disgrace.
When you think about it, there's no real comparison here to the video store, right? A few people saying, well, hang on a moment. I mean, the same thing happened to video stores when streaming services came along. As to what happened with taxis when Uber and other ride-sharing services came along. But the reason there's a difference is because the license plates were purchased originally from the New South Wales government.
Well, I bought a 50-year license from the government 11 years ago. I paid $386,000. 12 months later, my mum and dad bought a plate from the government for $410,000. We're talking about the Central Coast here.
Mm.
And we bought these direct from the government. The government is taking our money.
Thank you, Robert. Con says, my parents own two plates. The second was purchased for $430,000. Within 6 months, Uber was allowed in under the cover of darkness at a late-night parliamentary sitting that Andrew Constance oversaw. In the space of hours, the value of their plates was decimated, their income lost. This was to be their income for retirement. At present, both plates are sitting on a shelf and earning nothing. The treatment from the government is nothing less than deplorable. And for Mr. Keane to want to play games and politics with people's lives is absolutely disgusting. My father's in his 80s, my mother in her late 70s. They are devastated. I've heard of others who have committed suicide. Let me go to Mona. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. Look, we have two taxi plates, and my husband and I worked very hard all our lives. Since I was 12, I had a part-time job. And I worked very hard, and my husband's worked very hard. We paid our taxes, and now we had two hire car plates originally, and then the government took the hire car plates from us and gave us two taxi plates. And the taxi plates, one is 43%, and one is 31.5%. That's all we get back to 2050. And now, after Uber came in. We owe $15,000 already. We're right behind. We're both pensioners. I'm in my 70s and my husband's in his 80s.
Mm.
And we can't pay this back. This is ridiculous. And our pension's not even... we're really behind. I have to pull out money all the time.
Yeah.
As I said, we're about $15,000 behind now. We're really struggling.
Mona, we were told there was going to be a compensation package, right? And Hank is making the point that each rideshare journey takes a fee from the trip to go towards the taxi industry. Yeah, but that's a pool of money that they've set to one side and we don't know what they're going to do with it. So they have been collecting money to give to these taxi plate owners as part of a compensation package, but it's sitting in a fund somewhere and they haven't made any decisions about what to do with it. Jerry says poor management from the taxi industry has got them into this mess. Well, that may be the case, Jerry. And you're right. I mean, when Uber came along, I can tell you I didn't catch a taxi for years. Now I'm back catching more taxis as well as catching Uber for different reasons at different times. If I'm on the street somewhere in the city and I need to get a ride, I think it's just easier to hail a cab. And if I'm wanting to go across the Harbour Bridge, well, if you get a taxi, you get to use the taxi lane. At other times, I call an Uber. So, but it's not the fault of these people that the taxi industry might have been left behind by these other ride-sharing services. And you just got to think about the mums and dads out there who've made financial decisions. The market changed dramatically. They were told 7 years ago there will be compensation. And the numbers that have been thrown around range from $20,000 to $200,000. They want some certainty. They want to know what is actually happening. At the moment, they're getting nothing.
This is Sydney's Best Breakfast with Ben Fordham on 2GB.